The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 4, Poem 53. Afterwards. News reached those desert men, John's followers. Their master, martyr to the truth, lay slain in dungeon for the word. Not lawful is't for thee thy brother's wife to take and wed. Loud echoing lamentations rent the air and cowed the king, sobered and full of fear for that he'd done. Herodias, what of her and Salome, who shared her mother's guilt? Scourged by remorse, his whip, they live their days. Ah me, for the three guilty souls who heard the long-drawn cries of them come there to mourn him, sent of God. Bold faced they Herod's wrath, but found the king subdued and full of fear. John's body come to beg, they took the corse and laid within a tomb, with wailing cries issued from desolate hearts for aimless lives. For what now should they do? Their single work, to do the Baptist's bidding, hear his word. Where buried they the Baptist? Who can tell? Or lonely in the desert, by Dead Sea, or carried him to City of the Hills where lay his priestly fathers? Moses died, and the Lord buried him. No man knew where. God keepeth secret that may not be known, lest good men fall on sin. The Baptist's grave, a place kept hid from men, lest they should sin in worship of that saint who died for truth? Where in wide world those mourners should they go, grief desolated? They rose up and went day's journey, two or three, where rumored 'twas the Christ was doing good. They told him all. We learn no more, but who hath sorrow faced, light of his life gone out, he knows the rest. Knows there's no other place in all the world for him to turn to, but where is the Lord? Knows that a comforting, which hath no words, no touch, and scarce a thought, steals through his life. Bound up his broken heart, his heavy steps go lighter in the way. He sees the dawn of hope in his dark heavens, goes renewed. Might any bide our sometime comrade, grief, save for that solacing at priestly hands of him who bare our sorrows? Herod, meanwhile, confronted by the doubt, may life go out? Tormented, for his friend he'd slain with bloody hands for idle boast, assured that John is somewhere, working works, and with those words of his searching men's souls as strong winds search the forest. Knowing well, no final period comes to things like these, nor axe can shorten nor grave cover up. This knowing, Herod heard in every blast the Baptist's voice rebuking, saw in dreams that rugged figure, emptied luxury of all enticement, naught might palliate the king's uneasy pain, nor rest he knew, nor any joy. I am a voice, said John, said to him Herod, crying evermore, in waste places of the wilderness I cry. And in waste heart and arid of the king, why hast thou done this thing? Who gave thee right to take the life of prophet of the Lord? The breath of rumor ever brings new fears to soul in torment. Herod heard of Christ, his acts of healing and his words of grace. All men were full of talk of some new thing Jesus had said, word never heard before. Some sign he wrought that sudden oped their eyes till God they saw at work unveiled for men. Some said it was Elias come again, some one of the old prophets, other some bethought them of the Baptist, said 'twas he. Pallid with fear, the king heard every tale and each man's guess, but spake no word himself. Troubled, perplexed was he, but not with doubt, full well assured the Baptist was alive. Death could not hold him. What did it portend to him? The murderer had slain a man chosen of God and precious. Relief he sought in reckless speech to his servants. This is John the Baptist, I beheaded. For judgment, lo, he's risen from the dead. What I might know that he would have of me. Better to die than go in fear accursed of men and God. Dreading and craving to see face of him with bloody sword he'd slain, King Herod went, a coward wretch, nor knew it was the Christ whose words and works were on the people's lips.